Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about how the enemy putting pressure on people. People need to be healed and delivered. That can cause an explosion in our spirit. And the Spirit of the Father can rise up in us and do some powerful, powerful miracles and enlarge our outreach to many more people. Go with me to Acts chapter 13. Barnabas and Saul, in verse 5, were at Salamis, and they preached the word of the Father in the synagogues of the Jews, and they also had John to minister. And when they had gone through the island to Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of the Father. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so he is by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. So here comes that pressure from the outside. It's ready to ignite an explosion in Paul's life. Verse 9, and Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "O, full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, the enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of Yeshua? And now behold, the hand of Yeshua is upon you, and I shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then a deputy, when he had saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of Yeshua. So see how this pressure from the sorcerer caused an explosion, ignited an explosion in Paul's spirit, and the Spirit of the Father just rose up and spoke this right to Paul, that he would be blinded, and he was. And the ministry just enlarged. People just saw what had happened. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, then Paul spoke in the synagogue, and people were so impressed. Then verse 42, when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. And when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of the Father. And the next Sabbath day came most of the whole city together to hear the word of the Father. You see how it spread? There was an enlargement because the pressure caused an explosion in Saul. And a father used him so tremendously to the blindest sorcerer for a season. Hallelujah. It's just incredible when you see that. His power is so strong. Hallelujah. In chapter 14, again, we're talking about an explosion and enlargement. In verse 8, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speaking steadfastly, beholding him, perceiving that he had been had faith to be healed, and said with a loud voice, "Stand up on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. And all the people saw this, and they wanted to make Paul and Barnabas to be gods. But they said, "No, we're just men." And then in verse 19, and it came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing that he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Look at how this explosion took place in Paul's life, when a pressure stoning him, hallelujah, it just caused him to rise up in more power. In verse 21, and when he had preached the gospel to that city and made and taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must do much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of the Father. When he had ordained them elders in every church, look how it expanded. And I prayed with fasting, they commended them to Yeshua, whom they believed. Hallelujah. Look at this pressure that the enemy wrought. And look at the end result. All things work together for those who love Father, to call to his purpose. Look at this, what happened with Paul. Doesn't matter what pressure the enemy's putting on you. As long as you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, then the pressure from the enemy just causes an explosion inside of you, where more people can get blessed, and he can expand your outreach and bless more and more people. Hallelujah. It's just so powerful. Go to Acts chapter 19 with me. Acts chapter 19. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 19. In verse 6, when Paul laid his hands on him, the Holy Ghost came on him, and he spoke with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. And they went boldly into the synagogue. In verse 10, and he continued by the space of 2 years, so that all that were dwelt in Asia heard the word of Yeshua, both Jew and Greek. And the Father wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Hallelujah. He just incredibly had a power just rose up inside of him. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. Hallelujah. See, all this evil around caused an explosion in Paul's life. So he was so anointed that the handkerchiefs on him could set people free after he preached. Then verse 13, and certain of the vagabond Jews' exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit in the name of Yeshua, saying, we joy by Yeshua who Paul preached. And it was seven sons of the one skeever, and they did this. And the evil spirit said in verse 15, Yeshua, I know Paul, I know, but who are you? Look at this explosion in Paul's life. Because of the pressure around the core ignited that explosion. Hallelujah. And then these evil spirits jumped on them and prevailed against them, and they ran away naked. Verse 17, here's the enlargement. This is known to all the Jews and the Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear came on them all, and the name of Yeshua was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Hallelujah. This all happened in Ephesus. And many of them which used curious arts in verse 19 brought their books together and burned them before all men, and counted the price of them, and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of the Father and prevailed. Hallelujah. Look at the enlargement, because the pressure that the enemy put on Paul with all this evil around him caused that explosion. Hallelujah. The people were set free. And Satan mentioned Paul's name. Man, you are blessed if Satan knows your name. You're trouble to him if he knows your name. Hallelujah. And I have a message on my website called Earned Authority, and it goes back on some of the writings of Paul and see how he achieved this earned authority. Hallelujah. But this is all about turning our flesh over to the Father, allowing him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And then the power can come out at any time, depending on the circumstances. The more evil, the more people that are hurting, the larger, the louder the explosion. Hallelujah. So powerful. Go with me to Acts chapter 27. Acts 27. This is where Paul was captive on the ship going to Rome. And there's a storm that took place. And verse 15, Acts 27. When a ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauder, we had much work to come by the boat. But when they had taken up this, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into quicksands, struck sail, and so were driven. And they lightened the ship. And there's fear all over the ship. Hallelujah. Verse 21, but after long abstinence, Paul stood and said. Verse 22, see that the fear, the worry, the danger started an explosion in Paul's life. Now I exhort you in verse 22 to be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For an angel of the Father stood by me and said, fear not in verse 24, Paul, for you must be brought before Caesar, and I've given you all that sail with you. So be of good cheer. And he told them to have some food. They were fasting. In verse 28, and he sounded and founded 20 phantoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found 15 phantoms. They're getting closer to their breakthrough. Hallelujah. Verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. And he cut off the lifeboats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he escaped to an island called Melita, and the barbarians treated him so tremendously. And Paul put his hand down by the fire, and a snake bit him and just shook it off. Man, look at the explosion. And all the barbarians thought he was a god. And verse 7, and the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, and he received us and lodged there 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. And when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, and he gave Paul everything that was necessary. Look how the enlargement took place. Hallelujah. All that pressure on the ship and all that pressure being bit by a serpent, by a snake, caused an enlargement, caused Paul to be used tremendously by the Father, caused an explosion in his spirit, and the Spirit of the Father healed so many people and enlarged his ministry. Everybody got so many people on the island got blessed. Then he went to Rome and he received people in his own hired house. And many people came to him because he allowed the pressure of the enemy to cause. He wasn't moved by the pressure of the enemy, and the pressure of the enemy caused an explosion in his life by the Spirit of the Father blessing more people. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to Father in prayer right now. Just put your hand on the radio. Father, I thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. I send the word of healing, deliverance. Receive your miracle. Whatever it may be, receive it right now in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. If I could help you, pray for you. And also I have a website, henrywalker.org. And I did about 250 prophetic messages on there. And I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons. Talks about the feast of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of 3, which he will in these last days. And also I've written a book called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, the Hebrew calendar. And how he did things in the Word on those months, and he wants to repeat those things. And so if you use that in conjunction with my website, click on Biblical Calendar, you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And if you want to go to Hebcal, you click on the top, you can see what the current dates are. Just make sure when you get in there that you check off Show All Hebrew Dates and just create calendar and you're right in. Just remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day, how the Father did things in the Word on those hours, and how he wants to repeat those things on those hours. There's a certain hour of the day when he heals so tremendously more than any other hour. He chose that. He can heal at any time, but the special hour of the day. And you need to notice, it'll equip you in these last days. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. Now, you can get these books. You don't have to go to my publisher. You can get them to me and my wife. We'll just sell them to you at cost, which is $5 each. We just want to get them into your hands in these last days to bless you. We want to sow a seed into your life. And if you have no money, you just let us know, and we'll get them to you free. And just call me on the phone, 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. And we'll get these books out to you. We just want to help you. And remember, my broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. And also, you can go to WCNO.com and hear any prior broadcast. Just go to On Demand and use the arrow and go back to that date. We just want to bless you and help you. And if you want to make any tax-deductible donations to this ministry, make out to New Life Revival and send it to the address at the end of the broadcast. We just want to bless you and help you. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter.